Welcome to Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. This is The View from Wayne America. From politics to education, from agriculture to business, you'll hear it all right here. Opinions expressed by our guests may not reflect those of this station. Now turn up your radio and enjoy today's View.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the view.
All right, so I'm joined by Zach Jorgensen, author of I Can Be Anything. How are you doing today, Zach?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. It's another lovely day.
Yes, it is.
So, you're releasing your book on July 21st, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And where will that book be available?
That book will be available at zjmotivation.com, and it will also be available on Amazon.
What is the book about? What is the goal of this book? Why did you write this book?
This book is basically to teach children with disabilities to follow their dreams and that they can be anything they want in life despite their obstacles. And it's also to teach children without disabilities that children with disabilities are just like them and that they can have dreams just like them.
Sure. And so you were diagnosed with muscular dystrophy. How old were you when you heard that news?
I found out that I was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 5. And by the time I was 10 is when I got my wheelchair.
Okay. And so have you always been so upbeat and positive about it, or did you sort of have kind of an epiphany?
There was a time in my life where I was not happy about the situation I was in, and there just came a day when I talked to a friend and he told me to just think about what I can do instead of what I can't do, and that kind of just flipped the switch in my head, and I've been staying positive and just trying to make the best out of my life ever since then.
So I think that's a good rule to go by for anybody. Focus on what you can do, right? Yeah, that's
yes, good. Exactly.
So when did you decide you wanted to write books to inform people about the disabled, and when did you make that decision? When did you decide you wanted to make an impact this way?
After I graduated college, I didn't really know what I was going to do with my graphic design degree, so I kind of just talked to some friends and family, and it kind of got thrown out there that I should write a children's book, and I didn't really think of it at first, and I did some more thought about it, and I was like, oh yeah, this will be a good way to teach a younger audience about disabilities, and yeah, I just decided to write my first book about a year ago, Wheelchairs Aren't Scary, which was to teach children not to be afraid of wheelchairs. And then I just recently finished writing I Can Be Anything.
So you mentioned graduating from college. So you've lived in Wayne for how long?
I lived in Wayne my whole life up until I graduated high school.
And where did you go to college?
I went to college at the University of Nebraska in Omaha.
Oh, sure. Yep. And could you talk a little bit about the impact the Wayne community has had on your life?
Yeah, the Wayne community has had a huge impact on my life just because the whole community is so supportive of everyone. And yeah, it's just pretty much a huge support group. There's so much support in the community, and yeah, I just went through that. I've just learned to stay positive and try to be successful in life.
Sure. You have a graphic design degree, but you also have a vlog, right?
Yes, I do.
Do you want to talk a little bit more about what that's about and where people could find that?
Yeah, so I create vlogs, which are pretty much just, I just create daily videos on YouTube every week just of my life and things that I do. And the main goal of that is just to show people how positive I am despite the obstacles I have. And I just do that to try to spread some positivity to other people that may be having a rough time in their life or even just a rough day. I make the videos to try to put a smile on someone's face.
Yeah, you're a graphic designer, you're an author, and you make the illustrations for your books too, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And you also maybe have dabbled in motivational speaking a little bit too, is that correct?
Yes, I've done a few motivational speaking opportunities here and there. I was planning on doing it more this year until all this stuff hit and that kind of put a hold on and things. So hopefully once everything gets somewhat back to normal, that I can continue with that.
Yeah, everyone's kind of seen their own little impact with the virus, and certainly, yeah, motivational speaking would be, I mean, if schools aren't open, that makes it a lot harder too.
Yes, it really does.
You wrote your first children's book, try and encourage kids to not be afraid of people in wheelchairs, and now this is kind of a little bit of the same thing, but also encouraging kids with disabilities that they can do anything. So are you planning on releasing a third book, or where do you think your career as an author will go from here?
Yeah, I'm planning on releasing some more children's books. I have a few ideas that I've been working on that I will be announcing here in the soon future, hopefully, within the next year at least. So that's kind of exciting.
What did you learn after publishing your first book? What did you do differently, if anything?
I guess my illustrations, I feel, have really improved since my first book. I feel like there's more to the illustrations in this second book. So I guess that's one thing that I improved on was the illustration aspect of it.
When did you decide you wanted to get into graphic design, and when did you find out you kind of had a gift for creating images like that?
Before I graduated high school, I didn't really know what I wanted to go to college for. I didn't really know what I was going to be capable of doing in the future because of my disability. And I talked to a friend that also has muscular dystrophy like me, and he was going to school for graphic design at the time, and he was like, you should check out graphic design, it's really cool, and it's something that we're able to do. So I was like, okay, I'll go and check that out, and I just kind of fell in love with it, and I decided that I was going to go to college for graphic design.
Your first book must have sold fairly well. Do you want to talk about that at all, or how that went?
My first book sold very well. It sold a lot better than I thought it would. I didn't really know what to expect from it coming into it for the first time, and yeah, it was an amazing experience. I got so much support from that book, and yeah, it was crazy how much support I got from it.
You've mentioned support a couple times in this interview. Do you want to elaborate a little bit more on your support system? You want any people, want to thank any people out there for their help throughout the process?
Yeah, I would definitely like to thank my family for encouraging me to follow my dreams and being so supportive of my dreams. And I would also like to thank some good friends of mine, the Armstrong family. They've been really good friends to me, and they've been so supportive of my dreams as well, and they've helped a lot along the way with the process of releasing my book and planning all of that.
What do you enjoy most about publishing a book, writing a book, the whole process?
Well, I would say that illustration part is probably my favorite, even though it's the most challenging, just because of my background in graphic design. But besides that, I would say the reaction that I get from other people and just the messages that I'm trying to send throughout these books is probably my favorite part about it.
You obviously have a very good message to send to people. So is there any last bit of advice you'd like to give for anyone out there looking for a little bit of direction, especially during this troubling time?
Yeah, I would just say that life can be hard at times, and no matter how hard it sounds, I know it sounds hard, but you just have to try to stay positive and just keep a smile on your face and keep pushing forward, and you'll eventually get over your obstacles.
Yeah. Would you like to remind the listeners how they can get your book and when it's being released?
Yes. So my new book, I Can Be Anything, will be released on Tuesday, July 21st. And you can buy that at zjmotivation.com or on Amazon.
All right, Zach, thank you for joining the show, and you have a nice day.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course.
In the event you missed any portion of today's program, or if the view is broadcast at a time that is not convenient, you can now hear a podcast of the view on our website. Under Community, select the Podcast tab on WayneDailyNews.com.
Been listening to The View from Wayne America, Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. Opinions expressed by our guest may not reflect those of this station. From politics to education, agriculture to business, we cover it all. Program content is copyrighted by Wayne Radio Works, LLC. The View from Wayne.